Abby, You Know Me by Milo's mom.
Just thought we should let you know. Okay. Just to kind of give you like a background, I grew up in a extremely Christian household, going to church since I was a kid, you know, being involved in youth groups, Bible studies, you know, doing the whole shebang. But I decided to enter into a personal relationship with God and accept Jesus into my heart when I was around 11 years old. Walked outside of church and saw this huge bathtub and like kids were getting baptized, and I was like, yo, I want to be in that bathtub. So I got into the bathtub, got baptized. But you know, that's when I realized I was sinful and Jesus died on this cross for me, and like everything just kind of sunk in. But I didn't exactly invest or fully enter into my relationship with Jesus until later in life. You know, I had so many different Christian influences in my life that I didn't feel the need to like learn or grow or do anything else. So I was just going through the motions of my Christian walk throughout high school, and instead of rooting my identity in Christ, I started to root my identity and my self-worth in my sport and in guys, you know, that would be like, oh yeah, Maddie, you're cool. And I was like, yeah, I'm cool. Sweet. So while this was happening, a lot of things around me were just like kind of making me doubt my self-worth. Like field hockey was going super well, and then it would not go well. And then like certain things would happen, and then I started getting better and better at field hockey, and that's when things started to get worse and worse at home. So my relationship with my dad my junior year just took a turn for the worst, and it was the most emotionally abusive relationship I have ever been in my entire life. And it led me to have an eating disorder. I had major depression. I wouldn't eat for weeks at a time. You know, I was in such a bad place in my life that like it led me to get bullied by people. People were like, yo girl, you're anorexic. And I was like, no, I'm not. And I was like 90 pounds as like a senior in high school. I was like, okay, yeah, maybe I am. But you know, while I was driving in a car with my dad, he started screaming at me because I was going too slow in a 35 mile an hour zone. And I put the car in park, and I was 4 miles away from my house, and I started walking home. And I lived in Fallbrook, which is like this little town, and every single road is like super windy. So I was walking just like, you know what? Probably gonna get hit by a car, but whatever. And that was a moment that I fully surrendered my life to Christ and realized where my security was. It didn't lie within my dad or what he thought about me or my sport and my identity in my sport or what I looked like or how I valued myself. It's my security was within my heavenly Father and what he thought about me as his daughter in Christ. So as much as I had this awesome moment of realization, it was still really hard for me to fully put my self-worth in what Jesus thought about me and not what the world thought about me. So as I entered into college, my mom told me about AIA, and I started to like go every week. I was a little girl in the back that would come 10 minutes late so I didn't have to talk to anyone, and then leave 10 minutes early. So most of the people on core team didn't even know I existed until around like my sophomore year of college. But you know, every day I was still struggling with my self-worth and distractions and relationships, especially with men. I capitalized on every single opportunity I had when a guy gave me attention. I was like, yeah, you like me, you wanna date me, you wanna love me, you wanna marry me, cool. So I would just, you know, do everything to just get that comfort and fill a void that I didn't have because I didn't have a really good father figure in my life. And I wasn't trying to receive the satisfaction from Jesus. I was trying to receive satisfaction from other people, and that was just completely depleting my self-worth. After 2 years of trying to find my value in other things, guys, parties, alcohol, I finally realized that I had to, you know, cross that imaginary line and take one foot out of the world and put both feet into my relationship with Jesus. So I started getting super involved with AIA, became a part of the core team, surrounded myself with people who would encourage, challenge, and hold me accountable. And as that happened, I began to see a shift in my relationship with my dad, and my relationship with my dad is amazing. Like, he has gone to counseling and has really fought for like a relationship with me because he realized that like he actually did almost kill me, and like he is the most apologetic person that has ever lived, and like he's now like one of my best friends just because of that. My relationship with my field hockey coach kind of, you know, started to get a little better just because I started ignoring her. And my relationship with myself was really awesome just because I was not only able to like forgive everyone else in my life, but I was also able to forgive myself, because like not being able to forgive myself was like such a hard thing because I was just so mad at myself, and I'd always like tell myself I was wrong and I was a bad person and that my self-worth was just like terrible. But then that's when I started to see that my self-worth was rooted in Christ. So I started to like kind of, you know, spend more time in the Bible and with my community, and realizing that my that Jesus was my father who loved his daughter, not for what I did or what I'm doing, but who I am. So even though I have this incredible relationship with Jesus, that doesn't mean my life is perfect or trial-free. Sorry, I'm totally gonna cry. 2 weeks ago, I found out that my older brother was diagnosed with cancer, and he's currently undergoing chemo. So, you know, that was great. And then 2 days later, one of my friends came over and told me that she was contemplating suicide. And then I got the flu and was dry heaving in my bathroom with an 103.7 degree fever. So, oh, and then I got in a scooter car, and then I got in a scooter accident on Thursday. So, you know, just like these last 2 weeks have honestly been the absolute worst of my life. But in the middle of learning how to be a rock for not only my family and my friends, and like persevere through all of the trials that I have been given, it's made me realize that the Lord is always consistent. He's always good, and I'll never have to go through anything on my own. So I don't know what the next couple of months are going to look like for me and my family and with my brother, with all the uncertainty behind it, but I'm super confident in God's plans for me and my brother, and that they're good, and that he's going to give me community and the encouragement that I need, and the strength that, and the love that I need as my Heavenly Father. So I just kind of want to leave you guys with a Bible verse that has gotten me through my entire life. It's tattooed on my body, and it's literally the coolest Bible verse ever. It's Isaiah 40:31. For those who hope in the Lord will soar on wings like eagles. They will walk and not grow weary. They will run and not grow faint. So thank you guys for listening.